This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 13th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 8:29-30. It says there, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified." End of quote. Irving Berlin, an American composer and lyricist, who is widely considered one of the greatest songwriters in American history, according to Wikipedia, said this, "Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it." It is a true statement that our attitude to life can make or break us. Charles Swindoll, a well-known Bible teacher of our lifetime, made this statement. He said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. The only thing we can do is play on that one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it." End of quote. To face life's challenges victoriously, we need to know who we are first. Without the proper knowledge of ourselves, it is hard to attain and sustain victory in our life. I believe the absence of real awareness, the absence of real awareness of who we are, is the biggest epidemic that affects Christians in these last days. You see, God wants us to know for sure and certain who we really are, and then reckon this truth on an ongoing basis while we live here on this earth. This is why in Paul's apostles, he typically starts with who we are in Christ and then moves to the practical application of how we can be successful in spiritual life. Ephesians, Colossians, etc. are classic examples of this approach. Without reckoning the truth of who we are, no practical spiritual life is possible. Our today's insight tells us God has already made the final and unalterable decision regarding the lives of believers in Jesus. No matter what happens in our life here on this planet Earth, He already decreed our final victory. It says, "We know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." You see, that is the first part. Did you read it well? Paul says, no doubt about this. We know for sure that all things, good and bad, God goes to work for the ultimate good of those who love the Lord. Don't you know you believed in Jesus is not an accidental matter? The next verse says, "In His foreknowledge, He predestined you to believe in Jesus and become His child." What has He predestined us for? Read slowly. It says, "Predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, Christ Jesus." You see, through it all, good things and bad things, we are being shaped and formed by God to look more like Jesus Christ. You see, that is the ultimate purpose of all that happens to our life. A believer in Christ who loves the Lord, there is no defeat or failure ultimately. No need to look at life negatively or fearfully. God knew all in advance what is going to happen in your life. No matter what is going to happen, who going to do what to you, according to our Bible insight, God already decreed by His predestination on you that you will have the final victory. Beloved, God works all good for you. This is the guarantee of the eternal, everlasting Word of God. Beloved, if you know this truth in your heart, then you will develop a conquering and victorious attitude toward life amid whatever the life, people or circumstances or even devil throw at you. You may be facing heartbreaking issues in life, which include financial, relational, job-related, health. However, God knows all about it in His foreknowledge when He predestined, called, justified, and glorified you. And He is going to work all issues to mold, shape, and form you into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. It says those whom He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. End of quote. You see, all these things are done deals. Therefore, face life with a smile, no matter what. He predestined you before the foundation of the world. He called you in time when you heard the gospel of Jesus. Because you accepted Jesus, now you are justified in front of the Holy God. Moreover, you are also glorified. Did you notice all these are past tense words? Predestined, called, justified, and glorified. In God's eyes, a believer who trusted Jesus as his or her Savior and who loves him is already glorified in heaven. You see, we look forward to our glorification because we are bound by time. However, the eternal God, who is not bound by time, sees all these are already done, and he is waiting on the other shore for your arrival in glory. May praise, thanks, and worship break from our heart. May we bow down and thank and worship him. Dear friend, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior yet, God calls you to accept his Son Jesus into your life today. Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins. Bible says there is no exception. All people are sinners. We need a Savior for the forgiveness of our sins, God's blessings, and for eternal life. That Savior is Jesus Christ. No one is out there to save you except Jesus Christ. God calls you now just like he called me about 40 years ago. He calls you now. I will help you to respond to his call. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I accept Jesus, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. I need forgiveness and blessings in my life. I am sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. Please save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.